All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We are beginning today, Perek Yud Dalet, chapter 14, Mesilas Yesharim. Title of the Perek, Bechelke HaPrishus. Bechelke HaPrishus. Remember again, whereas in the last chapter, we focused on the definition of Prishus, when Prishus is appropriate, when Prishus is helpful, when Prishus is detrimental. Now we're going to kind of hone in a bit more on the actual definition, or we'll call it better, categories of Prishus. Chelkei HaPrishus HaRashayim Shlosha. There are really three different categories of Prishus. Hinei Yesh Prishus Bahanos. There is a concept of Prishus, ultimately, again, when it comes to pleasure, when it comes to Hanos, different forms of pleasure. Prishus Badinim. So if you take a look at the first footnote, Badinim, he says, Hachmara Bahalocha. So, right, so this Prishus when it comes to halachic observance. So again, the way this kind of manifests itself is chumrus. So there's a Prishus when it comes to pleasures, which seems to me, although we'll define it, separating oneself from certain pleasures. There's a Prishus by halacha, which means ultimately, again, being machmir in halacha. And Prishus b'minhagim. And ultimately, again, a Prishus when it comes to Minhagim. Now, interestingly enough, if you look at footnote number two, he says, Minhagim, miut biksharim chevratim. This seems to be like a social Prishus, a certain level of social Prishus. So again, three distinct levels of Prishus. Prishus when it comes to pleasure, Prishus when it comes to being machmir in halacha, and Prishus ultimately, again, when it comes to a social Prishus.
Excellent
question. So that we're gonna begin to see. But remember, the simple answer to that is, remember, the Ramchal taught us that there is no such thing as legislated Prishus. So if you think on a technical level, Chazal never instituted any level of Prishus. That's it, because Prishus, as Ramchal said, is a function of Chasidus. And chassidus ultimately, again, is something that cannot be legislated, right? Tzidkus can be legislated. Chassidus cannot be legislated. But we're going to see communal versus individual. We'll see that chilek. So he goes on. See, now he explains these three categories. Haprishus banos. So the prishus ultimately, again, when it comes to pleasure. Humashe is kind of a parakah kodem. So we'll say this is really what we focused on in the last chapter. The hainu, shlolakachas midivrei haolam. So remember again, Prishus when it comes to pleasure means what? Don't take from this world except what you need. In other words, don't be an ascetic, but at the same time, limit your pleasure intake to what's a necessity. Now, I will say, of course, that's very subjective, right? What might be a necessity for me might be a luxury for you. But that's okay, says Ramcham. At the end of the day, the goal of Prishus just says, don't overindulge. Don't overindulge in the world. Rather, figure out a way to draw your healthy lines. The Davrzeh, Yakif ka'al kol ma shehu tanug la'echal min ha'chushim. V'haynu b'ma'acholos, b'be'ilos, b'malbushim, b'tiyulim, b'shmuos, b'cholkiyos y'bazeh, rak b'yamim sha'oneg bohem mitzvah. So we'll say, so therefore again, says Ramchal, the first area of what we'll call pleasure Prishus, which is perhaps the paradigmatic category of Prishus, limit your pleasure intakes. What's the definition of a pleasure? So he explains, eating, intimacy, clothing, trips, shmuos is interesting. So in the footnote, he refers to it ultimately again as listening to things like stories or music. The idea is anything that represents some type of pleasure, go ahead and limit your intake to what you need. And I will say, remember again, the beauty of this is what you need is what? It's very subjective. It's vague and subjective. And it's left that way intentionally. Because remember again, what's the whole essence of Prishus? The whole essence of Prishus is one thing that all of us agree with is that overindulgence leads to spiritual danger. So what that level of overindulgence is, That's going to be different for each of us. And it's not Chazal's job to go ahead and decide where you should draw your line or where I should draw my line. That's a personalistic decision that each of us have to make. Next, paragraph B's. Hapirshos Bedinim. So we'll say, so the next area of Prishos is when it comes to Halacha. Hulahachmir Bahem Tamid. So we'll say, so first of all, I just want to point out that Ramchal ended off in the last paragraph in that last phrase, Rak bayamim sha'omek bahem mitzvah, means that I will say, interestingly enough, there is a time for overindulgence, right? When's the time for healthy overindulgence? Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I'm not going to have a grand suda during the week because perhaps that's not really the right kind of indulgence. But Shabbos, Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah like this. So it's interesting. So that's why you know that this overindulgence is not chas v'shalom Usser, but rather, again, it's all about attaining higher levels in my ruchnios. Next, hapushos bedinim. So we'll say, where does being machmir in halacha come in? So hapushos bedinim hu lahachmir bahem tamid, to go ahead and be machmir in halacha. Lochush afil divrei yachim machlokas im tamo nira. Afilu shein halacha kimosu, but tnai shlo yechumro kulot. So we'll say, that's very interesting. Where does Prishus come in halacha? The Rebbe will say sometimes there's an element of being machmir. Element of being machmir. That halacha l'maisa to try to be careful with different shitos in halacha, even if those particular shitos ultimately don't go ahead and, you know, find their way into mainstream halacha. If it's something that intuitively I understand, something that intuitively makes sense, then at the end of the day, it's good to go ahead and do it. And even to be machmir and sveikos, even in such in safek cases, even where I have the ability to be meka. So we'll say, in other words, sometimes halacha allows for one to be lenient. But sometimes Prishus says that even if the technical letter of the law allows me to be lenient, nevertheless, perhaps I should strive to be a bit more machmir in order to heighten my particular observance. So, Kvar Be'eru Lenu Chachamim Zichron Levracha, Mamar Yecheskel. But let's listen to this. Quotes over here, the Gemara quotes the statement from Yecheskel Hanavi, Hine Nafshi Lo Mituma. So Yecheskel says, I never allowed my soul to be defiled. Remember, we saw this in the Gemara. So, what does that mean? Shelo achalti mi behema shahora b'chacham, velo achalti mi basar kus kus. Yecheskel said that what? I never ate from an animal which required a rav to paskin on. I just never ate from. Are you allowed to eat from such an animal? Sure, as long as what? As long as the psak was that it's kosher, right? Yes, of course you could eat it. Of course you could eat it. But Cheskel said, I stayed away from things like that. There was no need for me to get involved in anything that was a suffix. Furthermore, he says, I never ate from an animal that was called basar kuskus. Kuskus, Rabbi Osei, means kuskus in Aramaic means slaughter. Shchot, which means an animal that was ill. And kind of the conventional wisdom is that when the animal is ill, there's some kind of issue, shecht it now before it dies on its own. So Yecheskel said, I never eat from an animal like that, right? I just never eat from it. What is Yecheskel saying? I stayed away from suffix cases. I just stayed away from it. At the end of the day, I didn't want to put myself into a suffix case. V'chot bihine kol zeh muter hu min adin, ele ihi da'achmir anaf shei. Ultimately, and I will say, so what do you see over here? That Yecheskel said, these things were permitted. This was mutter. But ultimately, again, he wanted to be machmir on himself. So I will say, so this is, Ramchal is bringing this as an example, ultimately, again, of a chumrah in halacha. Are you permitted to go ahead and eat from an animal that was the subject of a Talmud Chacham's psak halacha? Of course you can. Can you eat from a kuskus animal? Of course you can. But Yecheskel said, you know what? I don't want to do that. At the end of the day, I'm looking in my life to go ahead and be beyond reproach, to not even enter into the realm of Safek and apply this midah of Prishus in this way. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem. We'll finish Perek Yudal Emirat Hashem tomorrow.